This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, VA. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Krupp Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit kruppmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Some of the boys behind the scenes getting ready for the stake-off. I got to tell you, I was trying to hook up a picture with a poll with tags on Instagram. It's a total pain in the ass. But you can follow us there at Sports Junkies Radio. You can vote on who you believe will win. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I need to go season my steak in about 15 or 20 minutes.
I heard some stuff behind the scenes through the glass.
Okay.
That Mike Marr is bringing a cast iron.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's taking it to, he's going next level.
Interesting move by one Mike Marr.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that works out for
good
you, sir.
Hey, I was impressed when he whipped it out.
Yeah. That's next level hustle.
Yeah. Good job, Marr.
I just don't know. Like, do you use a cast iron skillet on a grill? Like, it's I don't know how that really...
You put it over.
Okay.
Then maybe you just put it on top.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll work.
I've never tried it.
You're supposed to finish it off, like, in an oven. Like, that's generally the way that works. But, hey, you do you.
Yeah.
You do your thing. We'll see how this plays out.
I usually always make it on a cast iron, but I've just never put a cast iron on a grill. But Google said I should be good.
Okay. So, all right.
So that's coming up in the 8 o'clock
you
hour.
A whole tailgate Ted's brings an oven alongside a big giant grill.
But it is a football Friday, and it is time to hit the skins here. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, boys, it's a big one. On Sunday, I know when you looked at the schedule, this is one, if you're a guy like me, kind of chalk up as a dub. Get a little nervous, but, you know, we should win. I'm picking us.
This is one you chalked up as a dub way before you knew how silly Jaden Daniels is going to be.
True. Listen, a lot of times I pick just based on I disrespect the opponent.
Understood. I know the bit. It's an evergreen bit.
Which, by the way, Drabby, you tweeted that guy that like was hating on us for doing like a steak bit or something or whatever. And then I went and I did the unthinkable. I looked at the comments. The number of people that hate this show is shocking. I mean, I've been doing
why
this
would
for
you look
so
at the
long.
Comments? I mean, like, that's I just know. That's
it
so...
doesn't even bother me anymore because I've seen it all.
Sure.
But it's just like Redskins fans, they're so annoying.
I mean, that's like
I got a kick out of it.
I sort of did too.
Because what they don't understand is we don't need 100% of people like the show.
I know, I need about 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I get about 6% going to the Hall of Fame.
We got 10%. We're
give
on
us
top
10
of the world.
To 12%, man. We're just right.
10% is, yeah. Yeah.
90% of you guys can hate us.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I feel like some of those people are actually biggest supporters. They just like to hate with the comments.
You like to say that. I think there's people that truly do hate us.
There's definitely a segment of people.
It's always been that way. It's not a change. It's always been that way, but my God. And then they talk about our surface level sports knowledge, which I laugh at, which is basically true, especially when I pick a game based on I just hate the organization.
Look, you people can take shots at our sports knowledge, but our sports knowledge trounces 99.99% of the general population.
Everybody thinks they're an expert.
I mean, please bring it on.
So 405 star.
Maybe not about baseball. I'll leave baseball off the side. There's some blind spots, but generally we're ahead, way ahead of the game.
I saw one of those comments though, and they're like, these guys just spent two straight segments talking about steak. I was like, actually, it's factually incorrect. We just had Spencer Carberry, the head coach of the Washington Capitals on the show. Then we did a steak segment. And then we had Daryl Green, Hall of Famer.
That is correct.
Of course, they exaggerate.
You got a beef with that? Steak off at 8 o'clock.
People hate Renaissance men. That's what we are.
it's wild.
You know, we got a lot of different talents.
So, 405 start, that works for me. Actually, I normally don't like him, but coming back from Cornell, that's great.
Right.
Sleep
it's good
in.
For you.
Don't
yeah.
necessarily have to get up at 4 a.m. or something to drive home. Northwest Stadium, I still hate that name. if you're like me and you're watching it, Ian Eagle's doing the play-by-play. Charles Davis is the analyst. Evan Washburn, our buddy, is doing the sideline reporting. Big game. We pretty much dominate them. We're 6-3, lifetime at home against the Panthers. Unfortunately, last time we played them, we lost 20-13. But what are you going to do? If you look at the individual stat leaders, you know, Jaden obviously leading the way for us. Brian Robinson on the ground. Terry's got four touchdowns for them. Andy Dalton, it's kind of turned things around for them a little bit. And then Chuba Hubbard, is that
Chuba Hubbard? You got
Chuba
it.
Chuba
I thought
Hubbard.
A few years ago, I thought it was Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba
that
Hubbard.
Sounds better. Chuba Hubbard yeah. sounds better than Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
But it is Chuba.
I mean, he is a revelation to me. I don't pay attention to fantasy, so he's not one of my guys. But he's got 485 yards on the ground.
He's killing it.
And
I mean,
he's
having
a great job for them.
Really good season. And he chips in the passing game as well.
Yeah. I put up this graphic yesterday of the Jaden Daniels effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who originally put that out, but you can see this on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. And they had the quarterback since 2017 and the amount of points the Commanders scored per game mm-hmm. with those quarterbacks. Do you care to hear?
Sure.
The Jaden Daniels effect?
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
So Kirk in 2017 led an offense that scored 21.4
Kirk,
points
he's
per
my
game.
Guy. That is my guy. Love
it's actually
him.
The best of the rest.
Yeah.
Okay, so 21.4 was the high water mark
mm-hmm.
in 2017.
Now it gets grisly.
Alex Smith led an offense that scored 17.6 points per game.
It was the most boring offense ever.
Which was better than Case Keenum, who led a team that scored 16.6 points per game. Now, Alex Smith came back and led an offense that scored almost 21 points per game at 20.9. Taylor Heinicke led an offense that couldn't get to 20, 19.7
They're
points
close.
Per
round
game.
Up. I'd round up to 20 if I were TH.
That was the first year of Heinicke, because the second year of Heinicke was 18.9 points per game. And then Sam Howell couldn't get us to 20. He was at 19.4 points per game.
Just blame.
This year, Cliff Kingsbury, who was on probation for you after week two, and Jaden Daniels led an offense at scoring 29.7 points per game.
I round that up to 30. 29. Anything more than 29.5 equals 30.
I have him at 29.7. Is that what you have him at?
Yes.
Yeah, 29.7 points per game. That's second. But I don't know who's first, or maybe it's tied. Are the Ravens right there? Ravens probably have, they're probably one. Total offense, we're fifth. So I'm just looking at the stats and kind of just seeing how we compare to Carolina. We're a little all over the place, but we've got some areas where we're silly, right? We're silly in scoring offense. We're silly in third down offense. We're silly in total offense. We're silly in rushing offense.
Silly to the fourth power. By the way, the Lions lead the league in scoring at 30.2 points per game.
And then we're tied with the Ravens.
Tied with the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks.
And the Ravens are right behind. The Ravens are behind the Commanders by 0.2 points.
Lions
per
have
game.
Played one less game, so in terms of total points, the Commanders are number one.
Gotcha. But then, so we're a little low, obviously, in defense. Total defense, we're 22nd. Scoring defense, 22nd. Passing defense, 19th. I actually thought we'd be worse there. Third down defense, 29th.
Yeah, that's
right?
Not great.
They got to get this figured out. I watched Joe Witt's presser last night.
But weren't the Ravens like 9 for 12? I want to say they were something around there.
But part of it is lack of pass rush, because third downs, you need that pass rush getting to the quarterback in there. They're not able to do it consistently.
Witt actually said, he just says, I'll take the blame. I mean, he's one of those stand-up guys, like, no BS. He's like, I'll take the blame. We lose this game. He says, but four plays killed us. If we don't have those four plays, we win that game. And he didn't identify which four, but he said it's communication. It's sometimes, he said, two times the play was communicated to the person and they didn't hear it or didn't execute it. One time they communicated the wrong thing and they did the wrong thing.
It seem like, all right, in terms of the passing game, that any time that Mark Andrews ran across the field or Zay Flowers ran across the field, they were wide open?
Maybe, but think about it. He knows more than me. He said four plays beat us. If we don't have those four plays, he said, they're going to make plays because they're a great football team. Mm-hmm. Lamar's going to make plays. You're going to give up some yards. But there were four plays. I don't know which ones he was identifying. Four plays killed us, and he says, then I'll take the blame for it. We got to get better. So I'll tell you what. He is kind of inspiring when you watch him. He kind of gets you fired up. When you watch Cliff, it's kind of boring. And honestly, when I watch Dan, and I think Dan's great for this team, he's kind of boring, he's very, like, calm.
You like a rah-rah coach.
I like a balls to the wall. I like a Gruden. I like the Grudens.
By the way, the Ravens were 6 for 10 on third down, not 9 for 12. Yeah. 60% is pretty good.
Anyway, but they did. He also talked about, Witt did, about the injuries. I mean, they definitely, they lose John. There's a couple other guys that are nicked up. They had, of course, signed a couple D tackles. So we'll see how they respond defensively. But when you look at Carolina, here's what's kind of scary. They're like good at nothing. Total offense 25th, scoring offense 28th, passing offense 23rd, total defense 29th, scoring defense 32nd. They're giving up almost 34 points per game, Cakes.
Right. I mean, this is why when you look at this game, this is a Carolina Panthers team that will be picking in the top three of the upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah.
And you can't lose to that team at home.
I mean, it's
can't fumble against that team at home, especially coming off a loss to Baltimore.
They're 32nd in scoring. They're worst in the league in scoring defense. They're 23rd in pass defense. Mm-hmm. They're 31st in sacks. They're 30th in rush defense. They're 30th in third down defense. They're 27th in time of possession. I mean, everything points to why we are favored the way we are.
I'm wondering.
Just got to execute.
I know
that. Got to get it done.
I know that B Rob is practiced this week. I'm wondering if they just feel like we can beat this Panthers team by giving Eckler the ball, McNichols the ball. Let's rest B Rob for the stretch run for the second half of the season.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to play him.
I think that they need to secure the win. So if they feel like he's their best running back and he's shown to be their best running back overall so far, they're going to play him. But I think in the back of their brains, they're like, we can handle this Panthers team and give B Rob another week of rest.
All right. So here's the question, and we'll open it up to you callers next. Is there a scenario where they get tripped up and lose this game? Can Andy Dalton lead the Carolina Panthers to a win against Washington at home? This is the first time they've been favored this much at home since 2017. It's been that long since they were this big of a home favorite.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can they be tripped up by the Carolina Panthers and Andy Dalton? 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines, will tackle that next here in the Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.